Well, we reach Friday, everybody. Hello, and I'm a little upset. Mike is back on Monday. It's been a fun week. We talked a lot of baseball. We got football today. Yeah, Rico, David, Paul in the house. No Kenny.
A pseudo football Friday. I mean, we got to get you guys ready. It's the preseason. We got a Lions topic. We also got a University of Michigan topic later on today.
We do, but I am furious with one member of this radio show because I was told, I was very excited, I was told today was Floral Friday, and I went to a store, as you can see, and I bought a floral shirt that my daughter approved of. It has Lilo and Stitch on it, and you're wearing your floral shirt that's got the Spartan logo, and it's green and white, and then I'm looking at David, he's in all black. It's like Johnny Cash over there, the man in black. Like, what the hell, David? Where were you?
David never wears.
He never does it?
It's rare when David wears a Floral Friday shirt. I'm thinking at that point, like, he owes Kenny money or something. Like, David actually wears something floral.
He claimed it was
on
his
bed. Bed or something.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to put it on today.
It is on my bed. I did not put it on today because you were so adamant to want to wear it. I said, well, I'm not going to make him happy. I'm not going to wear mine.
David's very...
I give a week to you people.
And thank you for that.
You people.
Thank
you.
Ooh,
yes.
Here we go.
The Valenti and Rico show.
And he wonders why I didn't wear it.
Wow.
Yeah, we're starting off like that.
Wow.
Rico starting off with a Trump comment and crosstalk. David starting off like that. Anyway, we got a lot on the show, but right from the get-go, we got to get into this because I am flabbergasted with how passionate David Hall is about one topic, and it's going to happen tomorrow at Comerica Park. It's going to be a celebratory day as Jim Leland, who was on the morning show today, great interview, hit the Odyssey Rewind to check it out. Leland is getting his number 10 retired on the wall at Comerica Park in left center. It's going to be sold out, I would assume. Everybody loves the old skipper. I got to believe he's going to be sitting there smoking. I'm a huge Leland fan. And then yesterday, David comes up to me as I'm walking out the building, and he's like, hey, tomorrow we got to do my Leland opinion. I'm like, what's your Leland opinion? Well, tell us what your Leland opinion is.
Here's my Leland opinion. I don't think his number should be retired for the Detroit Tigers. Here's why. Let me first preface it with this. I appreciate and thank him for everything he's done here with this organization.
Just not that much, apparently.
So from 1995, when I was a kid, to 2005, we went to the World Series in 06. So from that stretch, I only went to the ballpark, I only cared about the Tigers when Ken Griffey came to town. That's all I cared about because the Tigers were so awful. So I appreciate everything Leland did when he was here from 06 on. We went to two World Series. But there's a standard here in Detroit. And the standard here in Detroit, and when I mean the standard for the Detroit Tigers, the standard is you must have won a World Series to have your number out there. Number one, Lou Whitaker won a World Series. Charlie Gehringer, World Series. Trammell, Greenberg, Kaline, Sparky, Newhouser, Horton, Morris, all retired out there, have a World Series for the Detroit Tigers. Leland will be out there starting tomorrow. The ceremony will be great. People will be there starting at 5 o'clock, probably earlier, to celebrate Jim Leland. But he did not win a World Series in Detroit, and his number shouldn't be out there.
Wait. So this is all because you're saying
Tiger standard.
Okay.
Their standard is World Series championship for the Detroit
Tigers.
It's also
Hall of Fame.
That is not the standard I'm going with. Yes, because there are two non-Hall of Famers out there. That isn't the standard. The standard is World Series ring.
So you're saying if Leland would have won one of the titles, then you're cool with the 10 being up on the brick wall.
Correct.
But because he didn't, you're not.
Correct.
Okay, first of all, David, I respect you. I love you like a brother. I think you're a great, great person and colleague. With that being said, it's asinine. Because there are certain guys in sports that are unicorns. There are certain guys that turn out to be the hero that we need, and that's Jim Leland. Jim Leland came in 06, and next thing you know, you got my 80-year-old mother talking about Joel Zamaya. The entire city was electrified by Tiger baseball, and he was on the morning show today, and he mentioned that from 06 to when he left in 13, actually, the whole decade, And yeah, they didn't win always, but the whole decade, it was all about Tiger baseball. We wouldn't give a damn about what Scott Harris is doing if it wasn't for Jim Leland. We wouldn't throw fits about the Tigers not winning if it wasn't for Leland. Like, Mike would not be as pissed as he is with the direction of the Tigers if it wasn't for Leland. Because pre-Leland, we lost 119 games. Pre-Leland, 96. I had season tickets. They were a 100-loss team, maybe the worst baseball team I've ever seen. Rico, pre-Leland, Tiger baseball was a freaking joke. He brought it all back, and for that alone, 3 million fans through the turnstile, for that alone, plus he's a Hall of Famer, he deserves his 10 up there. There is no question, and I am actually disrespected and offended by your opinion.
When David first brought this up, I thought it was just very stupid. I'm like, come on, seriously, David. But, David, you made a compelling argument. I think Leland deserves to be up there.
I love him for everything he's done.
Based off of what you just presented me, he is, Rieger, he doesn't have it. Getting close does not.
But hold on.
No. Getting close does not mean you have it.
I got a loophole.
Because nobody else up there has experienced a loophole.
But, okay. You said two guys up there are not in the Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. Name those men.
Those men would be Lou Whitaker and Willie Horton.
Okay, we are all good. Enough of Donald. We are good. We are good with Lou being up there, considering he's got a better WAR than most infielders in the Hall of Fame. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Hell, I would make the case he's a better player than Trammell. Trammell's in, Lou isn't. So he's essentially a Hall of Famer and a World Series winner. The other is Willie Horton. Willie Horton is up there, not because he was a great player. He was pretty good, 273 average, almost an 800 OPS, 325 bombs. But he won a World Series, sure. But he's not a Hall of Famer. The reason he's up there is because he was so huge when the city was rioting. He was massive for Detroit, and he was massive for the Tigers. Jim Leland, and I'm not comparing 06 to the riots, okay? But Jim Leland and what he represented when he came to Detroit, this city falling in love with baseball again, that in itself is the reason he belongs on that wall.
See, and I knew you were going to do this, and I know a lot of people are going to do this. Okay, you want to go with Hall of Fame. Wonderful. Was Jim Leland a Hall of Famer in your mind before he coached one game for the Detroit Tigers?
Well, he won a World Series, and he went to another NLCS.
And he won 851 games in Pittsburgh.
Okay, here's the deal, though.
Answer my question.
You're not a Hall of Fame manager unless you have
question.
Great players. He was lucky enough
answer
to have great
my
players.
Question. Did you consider him a Hall of Fame manager before
yes.
he...
Then, yes, probably.
Then he didn't need the Detroit Tigers to already be in the Hall of Fame. So that can't be a standard. That can't be. The
David,
standard is World Series in Detroit.
David, I love the Tigers and the Ilitch and the Red Wings standard, with the exception of the fact that they won't retire Sergei's number, which is a joke. I love the standard. Don't get me wrong, because Leland said it this morning. I agree. The highest honor a team can give you mm-hmm. is to take your number out of circulation. But there's always the asterisk. There's always the unicorn. There's always that one guy that was so integral to everything that he belongs on that wall.
So making
and that's Jim Leland.
Making it to World Series a couple equals winning one. Because according to this.
But it's not about a World Series.
Actually, it is.
No, it's about what he did.
No, because everybody on that wall, as ridiculous as I thought David was when he brought this up, because he brought it up to me as I'm walking out the building. And I'm like,
why bother me?
Dude, I don't care.
We've done 4 hours here. Yeah.
I'm already ticked off. I had to do the final 10 extra 10 minutes. I'm like, David, you know, but you and the cleaning lady, both of you, I don't care. Now, David makes a compelling argument. They all have won World Series. He didn't. Yeah. Look,
that is being short-sighted and ridiculous, because hold on a second.
Rieger, if it was just three people up there, I'd be like, you know what? Yeah. Everyone up who's had their number retired has a World Series title that they won here, not somewhere else.
But you got a guy in Horton that is not even close to a Hall of Famer. The only reason Willie Horton is up there, hold on a second, is not because he won a World Series, it's because of what he did off the field, really.
So did I say Hall of Famer? I said everyone up there has won a World Series.
Then, what, you're going to put every World Series winner up there? No. So every World Series winner gets up there?
Jeff, you know what? This is what Wojo talks about when you make straw man arguments.
No, because it's ridiculous.
Rieger, this is the Tigers' standard. Like I said, I thought David was ridiculous when he said it, but the Tigers, everybody up there, all has a World Series title, and you're saying now it doesn't matter, put him up there anyway.
So Chet Lemon deserves to be up there. Really good player for the 84
team. Okay, all right. So here's my
thing. He deserves to be up
there. So if you want the standard to be World Series and then a Hall of Famer, then just tell me.
Yeah, but David,
the standard looks to be the World Series to me.
Have they ever actually documented what the standard is?
I just looked it up.
Dude, we don't know.
You just say because of the players that are up
there. We don't know when
there.
The core is going to be ready. So you think we're going to find this answer out? Okay. We're still waiting on all the district. You think we're going to find out this answer?
Tomorrow I want Marty Castillo and I want Willie Hernandez. He won an MVP. You know, I want every World Series winner for the Tigers up there if that is your only stipulation. I want to hear from the people because I think this is disrespectful. And you know what? David is talking out of both sides of his mouth, and it really offends me on a Friday because he starts off his argument by saying, Jim, I respect you. I respect you, Jim. And then he decides to say he doesn't deserve this honor. Without Jim Leland, we don't care about Tiger baseball right now. We're not furious at the direction of the team. Pretty powerful guy.
But David made a great case because he was a Hall of Famer. He was all of that stuff before he got to Detroit. He didn't win here.
So what about Mickey? Is he going to get up on the wall? He didn't win a World Series. But he did win a World Series with the Marlins,
so
you're going to say?
If your standard is Hall of Fame, then just let me know that's the standard.
But you're not going to retire Mickey's number?
We got a few bits if you want them.
Hall of Famer, greatest right-handed hitter of all time. You're not going to retire Mickey? No 24 up there.
And stole money his last three seasons. Like nobody's business.
So let me get this straight. So Howard Johnson's going to be on the wall because he won a World Series, but no Miguel Cabrera.
Okay. Seriously, you make the most ridiculous arguments.
This is a ridiculous argument by you guys.
No, because at least David brought data. He brought facts. You are just pulling stuff out your backside.
I'm not.
Well, what about this guy? Well, what about this guy?
It blows me away. You can't understand the power and the honor of this man getting his number
Rieger,
retired tomorrow.
He's using the Tigers standard and says, according to their standard, he shouldn't have it.
But
that's not David's standard. It's what the Tigers. Everybody up there.
But I just broke the standard with the Willie Horton thing. Just because he won a World Series, he's up there. Then why not put every World Series winner up there? All right. We'll get a lot of people want to talk.
Are you his agent or something?
Things are. No, he
Man,
just deserves
y'all used
this.
To sit around and have these little chats in his office
we
and
did.
Not look at you.
Yeah, I used to go at Jim a lot.
My God.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't know you were a gym bot.
I'll get him on the phone right now. You want him to call up?
Not really, but
you
go
guys
ahead.
Are. He won't want to talk to you guys anyhow. Very disrespectful. 97 won the ticket. All right. People are fired up. David does not want the number of Jim Leland on the brick wall tomorrow. He's boycotting the event, apparently. I say David's ridiculous. And by the way, apparently, you say the standard is you got to have won a World Series. That's what you claim the Tigers and the Red Wings think. And by the way, every Red Wing that is retired, they have won a cup. With that being said, so what do you do with Miguel Cabrera? What do you do with Justin Verlander? Those guys don't get up there, right?
Just tell me that the standard is either World Series and or Hall of Famer, and then I'll understand.
No, but see, the thing is, you, and we'll get to the calls. It's almost like, just answer the question if you'd be so kind. Do you feel Leland being up on the wall cheapens the wall?
He didn't win a World Series. Everyone else on did.
So it cheapens the wall in your mind?
It kind of becomes like the Pistons, where everything just gets retired now.
So let me get this straight. Wow. So the Pistons retired Bon Jovi and Aerosmith, and you're comparing them to Jim Leland.
Well, he did play
you
the Pals.
You are an ungrateful bastard.
Standard is World Series. If you wanted to be World Series and or Hall of Fame, then I'll get it.
Who do you agree with? 248-539-9797. Quick ticket tech. Shame on David and Rico for making me agree with Rieger. There you go. Nobody can ever agree with me.
Hey, whoa. I thought it was ridiculous. My only thing is I said David has presented a good case. I still think Leland's number should be retired. But with David, the information that he gave, I was like, well, that's the Tigers. It looks like that's the Tigers' standard. So according to their standards, he shouldn't. Now, when this was first presented to me, all the way up until the start of the show, I'm like, okay, this is the most ridiculous topic. I'm going to let you and David hash this out, and I'm going to do some online shopping while I wait.
Go get some stuff on Amazon.
But
you are amazed.
David said, let me present this. I could appreciate the research that he did. Yeah, that's the Tiger standard.
The research that he did, he just looked at the wall and said, these guys haven't won a World Series.
No, they've all won World Series. Right, and Leland has not.
Leland has, though, with Florida. Does that count?
Go to Florida and let them retire his number. Just like, according to this, Verlander can have his as a Houston Astro. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame as an Astro anyway.
No, no, he's not. 248-539-9797.
You really still believe he's going to be a Tiger?
I hope so. The ticket text, the exact same number. You on Team David or are you Team me? Stop laughing. Stop it.
But what amazes me, the people want to talk about this. So I'm here for the people.
Yeah, whatever. Rick in Commerce, you're on the ticket. Hello, Rick. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, you know what? I think he should be a kiosk. You know, instead of putting his name on the wall, make him a little kiosk in the walkway.
Jim, we like you, but just not that much.
Yeah, because here's the thing, you know. He did not have a Hall of Fame career in Detroit. If take away Pittsburgh and the Marlins, he would not be in the Hall of Fame. Miguel Cabrera had a Hall of Fame career in Detroit. He didn't win a World Series, but he got a Triple Crown. So I think Leland should be a kiosk. Thanks, guys.
But you think Miggy's going to... Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, because he's tired of talking to you.
Wait, so he's saying Miggy will get there because he had a Hall of Fame career despite not winning a title, but Leland had a Hall of Fame career, and that's it?
He had a Hall of Fame career before he got to Detroit.
And what he's saying is, I believe he was saying you can acknowledge him by making him one of the kiosks as you walk through Comerica Park.
Those kiosks haven't changed in 30 years.
Right, so you put up a brand new, where here's Jim Leland, here's a pack of cigarettes, here's all of this stuff. Here's Leland. You know, here's him doing his post-game press conferences, chewing on Chinese food. Here's Leland.
You guys ever stop and look at the Tigers' history? They got 4 world championships in 120 years. They've only gone to the playoffs like 11 times, I want to say, in 11 different years. It's not like they've been this wildly successful organization. Hmm. Yet Jim Leland, because you can't put in all Maglio and Pudge and everybody else, Jim Leland is responsible for one of the most successful eras in Tiger baseball. And you have a problem with celebrating that. You do realize that Tiger fans now are only Tiger fans. Young Tiger fans are now middle-aged Tiger fans because of what happened back in 06 and 2011.
So he's the Marv Levy of the Detroit Tigers.
You know what's funny? You say you still want his number up there.
No, I just like ticking you off right now. No, because he's Marv Levy. He got there.
I would retire Marv Levy's
Buffalo
number.
Had a ton of success.
4 in a row, that's pretty impressive. I mean, 4 Super Bowls in a row, that equals at least a half a Super Bowl win, right?
It really doesn't.
No. No. Jackie on a cell, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Jackie?
Hey, what's going on? I don't usually agree with you either, Rieger, but today I really do. David, you don't get an opinion because you didn't participate in Floral Friday, first off.
It's a great point.
I have to agree. It's asinine. Jim Leland changed baseball in the city of Detroit for an era for a lot of us. And I was born in 86, so I missed the 84 series. But he changed baseball in the city of Detroit, and he absolutely deserves to be on that wall. You already spoke of my argument, which is Miguel Cabrera. We're going to retire 24 one day, too, and he's going to be up there, too. And he didn't win a World Series with the Tigers either, but we give respect where respect is due. And Leland led this team. He led an era. He changed the landscape of baseball in this state for a long time.
He did. 06 was amazing. When they went to the World Series,
apparently not amazing
that
enough.
Was amazing. But you can just celebrate him. Just don't retire his number. Put him in a Tigers Hall of Fame.
Jackie, the fact of the matter is, and we appreciate the call, David thinks Jim Leland being on the wall cheapens the wall. That's what you think. Evan Jenkins, I know you're fit. Go ahead.
You know what you
Evan
should Jenkins put under it? You should just put memories of a lost World Series times 2. Because that's what it does to me. It makes me remember that.
Says the guy that went to every autograph signing to get Miggy and to get Pudge and
yeah, Miguel Cabrera did something that hadn't been done in like 60 years in baseball.
You got caught up in it as well.
100%. And they didn't win. They didn't win a World Series.
Doesn't
at all.
Matter.
So now they're just going to, remind me every time I go to the ballpark that a manager up there didn't do it for me.
See, I guess we're different.
And by the way, World Series are fun, but they're awful when you lose them. They are awful.
Yes, they are.
They lost them in pretty awful fashions. I don't disagree with that.
So why are we rewarding that? Sparky Anderson was done with the Tigers in 1995. Do you know what year he had his number retired by the Tigers? Take a guess.
Yeah, they waited until he passed away.
Yeah, 2011.
Which was not great.
Alan Trammell had his number retired in what year? 2018? But why is Jim Leland being rushed to have his number up on that
wall? Just immediate.
Are you saying they just want to sell out? Is that what you're saying? In a season that's lost, they just want to get a packed house in Comerica? Is that what you're saying?
Let me ask you this. Maybe they waited for the Hall of Fame for Alan Trammell. Did you think his number deserved to be up there without the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I did.
So
yes.
I just don't understand why players that did more for the franchise than I think Jim Leland did. And by the way, Dave Dombrowski's number or name belongs up there.
Well, he deserves to be up there too. I would agree with Leland. But hold on a second. You're not going to put the GM's name up there, probably. But here's the deal.
Where's Gibson then? Gibson should be out there, right?
No, because Gibson's not a Hall of Famer.
Oh, so your standard is Hall of Fame. So Whitaker. World Series doesn't matter to you.
Lou should be a Hall of Famer. In every analytic, he should be a Hall of Famer. But very quickly, listen to this, okay? Just let me read you some numbers. 43-119, 55-106, 66-96. I mean, these were the records that the Tigers teams were for two freaking decades.
Okay, so let me remind you about
Jim rode into town.
07, 08,
07, almost a wildcard team.
10,
yeah.
11.
09, a playoff team. 11, a playoff team. 10, a playoff team. Or not, 10 was not a playoff team. 12, a playoff team.
I think 13, what David's saying
ALCS,
is that
12, a World Series.
The Tigers appear to have a standard, and it looks like they're dropping the standard to put him up.
Yes.
I don't know why you're fighting this so much. So what would you say he is in the realm of Tiger baseball?
I think he's a manager that led the Tiger to a playoff appearance.
Nothing special.
Because here's where I stand with it, Jeff, is just the single fact that that honor of having your name and number on that wall is for specific reasons.
And he's up there for a pretty specific reason.
And there was one thing
reason.
That was in common with all of them, right, David?
Yeah, World Series.
And the only person that would break that
hold
is Miguel Cabrera. Is the only one.
So it's okay with Miggy.
He won multiple MVPs.
Okay, and Jim Leland,
a triple crown.
Right.
Jeff.
And Jim Leland did something that was impossible in the city of Detroit. He changed
the
culture.
Yeah,
he changed the culture.
He pitched
a culture of nobody being.
He changed the culture.
Yes.
Detroit Lions. You should announce Dan Campbell. You're retiring him right now. He changed the culture.
I was wondering when that name was going to come up.
And Dan Campbell might get up on whatever they call that at one point. 248-539-9797. You guys are all ungrateful. I get it. We'll take your calls. People are all fired up. 97 on the ticket. What should be a great Friday, a celebratory Friday, fun day at the ballpark tomorrow. Jim Leland getting his number retired. David and Evan. Rico, I think.
No.
They don't want his number on the brick wall on left side.
I'm going to say this again. When David originally brought this up to me, I thought it was ridiculous. Leland deserves to have his number up there, but David brings up a good argument. It's okay, you were a good player and you won a World Series. Not every player who went to the World Series and won, but you did something. So even if it's Willie Horton and you contributed, you did something. Leland, great manager. You contributed, you changed the culture, you brought back the love for Tiger baseball. But you didn't win a World Series.
Okay, so you just said Willie Horton very quickly. All right, do you believe they made an exception for Willie Horton? Not Hall of Famer, won a World Series, but he was integral with the Riots and he was friends with the owner. Do you believe they made an exception for Willie Horton? Did Willie Horton break the standard, the standard you speak of? Yes or no?
I believe the standard is World Series, so no, there is no exception because he won a World Series.
I give you credit for using this argument only the way you can use this argument and only include World Series, because you know damn well that Willie Horton is not a Hall of Fame player. He was really important, but he wasn't that important to that team. And he does not deserve to be up there as far as compared to the other guys that are up there. The other guys that are up there are up there for baseball reasons. He isn't as much. So I ask you, did they make an exception? The answer is yes. Do the same thing with Jim Leland.
Except for the World Series. That's the big point that David and I keep saying to you. There's one common denominator.
Let's go to the phones. Paul and Shelby, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Paul?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Hey, man.
Hey, Paul.
Jeff, I'm on Team Rieger for this reason. The Tigers won their first World Series in 1935.
Correct.
They had been to four previous to that. Five of the names on that wall were all retired by 1935. And they are some of the all-time greats. Cobb, Heilman, Crawford.
Didn't have a number.
Manoosh,
didn't have a number.
And Huey. Oh, is that? Is
didn't
that
have a number.
They never won a World
what
Series,
number
David.
What number do you see out there for them? There's no number. That's just a name.
Well, their name, the Cobb's out there. He's out there. His name is out there. But, Paul, you make a good point.
All five never won a World Series.
Paul, Tigers never. Have been around since 1901. They've been to the playoffs 16 times.
11 pennants, four World Series victories.
16 total times to the postseason. Of those 16 times, Jim Leland is responsible for four of those times. Jim Leland is responsible for a quarter of the playoff appearances from the Detroit Tigers. Yeah, these guys don't want to put him up on the wall, acting like he's some kind of chopped liver here.
Well, let's also not forget that in 2012, when they played at Comerica, they played in a snowstorm. So, you know, what was that, 2-1?
So now we're making excuses?
Paul, did the other team have to play in the snowstorm?
No, it was sunny for them. Okay. You don't remember?
All right, we're getting off task. point is, under David's criteria, five names have to come down. They did not win a World Series in the Tigers' unit.
Those five names have numbers out there or just names out there?
See, now, David, you're being unfair, and Paul, it's a fabulous point. It's a fabulous point.
It's just funny. I'm going to state, I do think his number needs to be retired, but David has brought up an interesting point, whereas it has me thinking like, well, if that's the Tiger standard, then why are they changing their standard?
The organization is 123 years old. Leland is responsible for a quarter of their playoff appearances.
And how many World Series?
You're fighting this.
And how many World Series?
He's been to two.
How many did he win one? Right. I don't remember celebrating on Woodward.
They did win a World Series game, though. That makes things better.
248-539-9797. Ken, you're on 97.1.
Remember Kenny Rogers. Yeah. And the schmutz on his hand.
Hey, we have guests. Ken, you're on 97.1.
Hi. I can't agree with David more. And here's my reasoning. First of all, I give most of the credit to Dave Gombrowski for bringing the players that he did during Leland's time. I'm happy the Tigers did so well during that time. It was very exciting. I give Leland a lot of credit during that time. However, I've been upset with him for years for the World Series, and here's why. In the 2006 World Series, he held out Kenny Rogers, who was supposed to pitch
in Game 5.
In St. Louis.
You're right.
And Rogers had
full day. Yeah, he was on full rest.
No, he was on full rest.
It was Game 5. It was in St. Louis. And Kenny Rogers was in the head of every Cardinals hitter because he had the schmutz on his hand in Game 2. And they had a rainout, so Leland could have thrown Rogers in Game 5, get the series back to Comerica, go Verlander in Game 6. He never did it. 100% agree with you. That is a big beef of mine as well. What's your second beef? Big Poppy?
Second beef is that they were not only favorites, they were prohibitive favorites in the series against San Francisco, who had a very poor record for the season, and they got blown out 4-0. That, to me, lays a lot on him.
Well, you know what? Or the million-dollar hitters that just flat out didn't hit. You know, Ken, I appreciate the call. He was on the morning show today, Leland was, and Costa asked him, why didn't you guys win a World Series? And his response, and I didn't even look this up, but I believe Jim, his best hitters, he said, went 5 for 95. Insane.
It was awful. It looked like Little League baseball, that World Series. Like the team just regressed.
You know what bothers me the most? Is his record in the World Series. You know how many World Series games I got to see won in his tenure?
One.
Yes, yeah, one.
We just talked about it.
Oh, it kills me, Jeff. It absolutely annihilates me. I am such a baseball fan. Like, Jeff, you said, I've spent so much money on that team and memorabilia and thinking that they were going to be this, that,
don't
and the
you
third.
Think the Leland stuff goes up in value since
Brad Ausmus? Okay, how many appearances did Brad Ausmus have in the playoffs?
One.
Just the one?
One.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost.
So
Baltimore.
He led there.
Yeah. Leland led them to four of their 16 total playoff appearances.
And one of their World Series wins all time.
And two of their five World Series appearances.
And one win in those two.
And you know, Paul brought up a great point of the Cochrans, the Crawfords, the Heilmans, the Jennings, the Mnuchins. They did not win a World Series.
They also didn't have numbers.
That is such a cop-out. I give you credit. You are like, you're Trump right now. You are a great politician right now. That's what you are right now. You have the answer to everything, and it doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Let's go to the phone.
You never had huge wins.
Yeah, you know what? I did not realize how entertaining this would be. Evan has come flying in the studio twice.
I've never seen Evan move this quick.
It kills me, Rico.
Paul,
I am 41 years old. I have seen one game one in the World Series. And we're putting his number on the wall.
And yet you want to go after the guy that brought you the World Series. You weren't alive in 84.
He didn't bring me a World Series.
Were you alive in 84?
Yes, I was.
How old were you?
A year.
Okay, so you don't remember it. Jim Leland, without Jim Leland,
yeah,
you never see the playoffs. You never see the World Series.
No, I saw it with Brad Ausmus. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Leland's teams.
No, okay.
Paul Sarah's in for Kenny. Paul, we got the best seat in the house. Because this is so funny to me.
It is pretty entertaining, although I will say this to Evan's thing. I do think it was a mistake for Jim Leland's strategy in the World Series to tell all his guys to stop hitting. I do think that was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I blame him for that, too.
Or what about starting Justin Verlander in Game 1 of 2006?
Yeah,
great choice, Jim.
Against the Kung Fu Panda, yeah. Pablo Sandoval. That did not work out well.
No, I'm talking about 0-6 against the Cardinals as a rookie.
Yes.
And he pitches to Pujols with first base open. What's he do? Hit a home run down the right field line. I remember it like it was yesterday. And
blame
those memories
the skipper,
just
not the players making the money. I got you.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Okay, but then all those players are the reason he was successful. What are you talking about, Jeff? You had how many MVP winners on these teams? Two, right?
Biggie won the MVP.
Yeah, so did Justin Verlander.
Verlander won the
MVP.
You had
Cy Youngs.
You did.
Right?
Yes.
Multiple.
Porcello
won one. You had a pitching
one.
Staff with David Price and Rick
Doug
Porcello.
Doug Fister. Sanchez.
Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had lineup after lineup.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Prince
but
Fielder.
Look what you're
let's
doing.
Get you a 41-run guy.
Look how you reminisce on those times, yet you don't want to give the guy mainly responsible for those times any credit by putting
him on
the
wall. You know what I reminisce about? Is that we don't have a ring. I remember in 06 at a Pistons game, those guys were in their ALCS rings, and it hurt me. It hurt me so bad.
This guy.
I'm 41.
I'm 48.
248-539-9797. Guys, we're going to continue talking about this.
Oh, you want to continue it?
Oh, no. Hey, stick around, because apparently David struck a chord. Rieger is fighting the good fight. And I want to hear everything that you have to say. Would you let me finish?
No.
248-539-9797. I'm trying to give you a compliment. You don't get many of those, do you? You don't know how to handle it, do
listen
you?
Listen to me. I have the silver bullets coming up next.
97-1.
David's going down. All righty. We'll go back to the calls. It's quite a fired up Friday. A fired up floral Friday. 248-539-9797. Yes. What? Go to the calls after the blitz.
So let's have a little fun here, guys. I have a list of every NFL, MLB, and NBA stadium. They are ranked here from 1 to 90. So
wait, every
NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA arena.
Okay. No
ranked
hockey.
From 1 to 90. Yeah, no hockey.
Okay. Typical. Kenny's not here. The hockey's not represented.
Exactly. You know, they don't need to be represented here. So let's go through this here. I want to give you guesses on where you think Comerica Park is first.
Top 90. So it made the list.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
They're all there. Yeah.
So everybody gets an award. Comerica. 80?
Well, I heard.
I'm going to go 80.
Yeah, I heard Comerica was very high on the list, but then they put Leland's number up there, and it obviously went way down on the list. That's what I heard. I got Comerica at 84.
Oh, I see what you did, but that's Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, oh, no, you're right, but actually, I don't love Comerica. I don't love the seating. I've never loved the seating
at
Comerica.
Maybe you should put them at 2006 or 2012.
Well, they never won the World Series.
Maybe put them on at 68. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you another try because you're way off.
Oh.
You're okay. In the 80s. It's below or better than 50.
Oh.
It's better than 50.
Wow.
47.
36.
It is 22.
Whoa!
Of every stadium in, this is North America?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Wow. MLB, NFL, and NBA.
Did they say why?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's just a
what should be a great Friday, a celebratory Friday, fun day at the ballpark tomorrow. Jim Leland getting his number retired. David and Evan. Rico, I think. No. They don't want his number on the brick wall in left center.
I'm going to say this again. When David originally brought this up to me, I thought it was ridiculous. Leland deserves to have his number up there, but David brings up a good argument. It's okay. You were a good player and you won a World Series. Not every player who went to the World Series and won, but you did something. So even if it's Willie Horton and you contributed, you did something. Leland, great manager. You contributed. You changed the culture. You brought back the love for Tiger baseball. But you didn't win a World Series.
Okay, so you just said Willie Horton very quickly. All right, do you believe they made an exception for Willie Horton? Not Hall of Famer. Won a World Series, but he was integral with the Riots, and he was friends with the owner. Do you believe they made an exception for Willie Horton? Did Willie Horton break the standard you speak of? Yes or no?
I believe the standard is World Series, so no, there is no exception because he won a World Series.
I give you credit for using this argument only the way you can use this argument and only include World Series, because you know damn well that Willie Horton is not a Hall of Fame player. He was really important, but he wasn't that important to that team. And he does not deserve to be up there as far as compared to the other guys that are up there. The other guys that are up there for baseball reasons. He isn't as much. So I ask you, did they make an exception? The answer is yes. Do the same thing with Jim Leland.
Except for the World Series. That's the big point that David and I keep saying to you. There's one common denominator.
Let's go to the phones. Paul and Shelby, you're on the ticket. What's going on, Paul?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Hey, man.
Hey, Paul.
Jeff, I'm on Team Rieger for this reason. The Tigers won their first World Series in 1935.
Correct.
They had been to four previous to that. Five of the names on that wall were all retired by 1935. And they're some of the all-time greats. Cobb, Heilman, Crawford.
Didn't have a number.
Manoosh,
didn't have a number.
And Huey. Oh, is that? Is
didn't
that
have a number.
They never won a World Series,
number
David.
What number do you see out there for them? There's no number. That's just a name.
Well, their name, the Cobb's out there. He's out there. His name is out there. But, Paul, you make a good point.
All five never won a World Series.
Paul, Tigers never. Have been around since 1901. They've been to the playoffs 16 times.
11 pennants, four World Series victories.
16 total times to the postseason. Of those 16 times, Jim Leland is responsible for four of those times. Jim Leland is responsible for a quarter of the playoff appearances from the Detroit Tigers. Yeah, these guys don't want to put him up on the wall, acting like he's some kind of chopped liver here.
Well, let's also not forget that in 2012, when they played at Comerica, they played in a snowstorm. So, you know, what was that, 2-1?
So now we're making excuses?
Paul,
did the other team have to play in the snowstorm?
No, it was sunny for them. Okay. You don't remember?
All right, we're getting off task. point is, under David's criteria, five names have to come down. They did not win a World Series in the Tigers' unit.
Those five names have numbers out there or just names out there?
See, now, David, you're being unfair. And, Paul, it's a fabulous point. It's a fabulous point.
It's just funny. I once again, I'm going to state I do think his number needs to be retired. But David has brought up an interesting point, whereas it has me thinking like, well, if that's the Tiger standard, then why are they changing their standard?
The organization is 123 years old. Leland is responsible for a quarter of their playoff appearances.
And how many World Series?
You're fighting this.
And how many World Series?
He's been to two.
How many did he win one? I don't remember celebrating on Woodward.
They did win a World Series game, though. If that makes things better.
248-539-9797. Ken, you're on 97.1.
Remember Kenny Rogers and the schmutz on his hand.
Hey, we have guests. Ken, you're on 97.1.
Hi. I can't agree with David more. And here's my reasoning. First of all, I give most of the credit to Dave Dombrowski for bringing the players that he did during Leland's time. I'm happy the Tigers did so well during that time. It was very exciting. I give Leland a lot of credit during that time. However, I've been upset with him for years for the World Series, and here's why. In the 2006 World Series, he held out Kenny Rogers, who was supposed to pitch
in Game 5.
In St. Louis.
You're right.
And Rogers had
full day. Yeah, he was on full rest. He was on full rest. It was Game 5. It was in St. Louis. And Kenny Rogers was in the head of every Cardinals hitter because he had the schmutz on his hand in Game 2. And they had a rainout, so Leland could have thrown Rogers in Game 5, get the series back to Comerica, go Verlander in Game 6. He never did it. 100% agree with you. That is a big beef of mine as well. What's your second beef? Big Poppy?
Second beef is that they were not only favorites, they were prohibitive favorites in the series against San Francisco, who had a very poor record for the season, and they got blown out 4-0. That, to me, lays a lot on him.
Well, you know what? Or the million-dollar hitters that just flat-out didn't hit. You know, Ken, I appreciate the call. He was on the morning show today, Leland was, and Costa asked him, why didn't you guys win a World Series? And his response, and I didn't even look this up, but I believe Jim, his best hitters, he said, went 5 for 95. Insane.
It was awful. It looked like Little League baseball, that World Series. Like, the team just regressed.
You know what bothers me the most is his record in the World Series. You know how many World Series games I got to see won in his tenure?
One.
Yes, yeah. One.
We just talked about it.
Oh, it kills me, Jeff. It absolutely annihilates me. I am such a baseball fan. Like Jeff, you said, I've spent so much money on that team and memorabilia and thinking that they were going to be this, that,
don't
and the third.
Don't you think the Leland stuff goes up in value since
Brad Ausmus? How many appearances did Brad Ausmus have in the playoffs?
One.
Just the one?
One.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost.
So
Baltimore.
He led there.
Yeah. Leland led them to 4 of their 16 total playoff appearances.
And one of their World Series wins all time.
And 2 of their 5 World Series appearances.
And one win in those 2.
And you know, Paul brought up a great point of the Cochrans, the Crawfords, the Heilmans, the Jennings, the Mnuchins. They did not win a World Series.
They also didn't have numbers. See,
that is such a cop-out. I give you credit. You are like, you're Trump right now. You are a great politician right now. That's what you are right now. You have the answer to everything, and it doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Let's go to the phones.
You never had huge wins.
Yeah, you know what? I did not realize how entertaining this would be. Evan has come flying in the studio twice.
I've never seen Evan
Paul,
move this quick.
It kills me, Rico.
Paul,
I am
Sarah.
41 years old. I have seen one game one in the World Series. And we're putting his number on the wall.
And yet you want to go after the guy that brought you the World Series. You weren't alive
in 84,
were you?
He didn't bring me a World Series.
Were you alive in 84?
Yes, I was.
How old were you?
A year.
Okay, so you don't remember it. Jim Leland, without Jim Leland,
yeah, you
never
remember.
See the playoffs. You never see the World Series.
No, I saw it with Brad Ausmus. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Leland's teams.
No, okay.
Paul Sarah's in for Kenny. Paul, we got the best seat in the house. Because this is so funny to me.
It is pretty entertaining. Although I will say this to Evan's thing. I do think it was a mistake for Jim Leland's strategy in the World Series to tell all his guys to stop hitting. I do think that was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I blame him for that, too.
Or what about starting Justin Verlander in Game 1 of 2006?
And,
great choice, Jim.
Against the Kung Fu Panda, yeah. Pablo Sandoval. That did not work out well.
No, I'm talking about an 06 against the Cardinals as a rookie.
Yes.
And he pitches to Pujols with first base open. What's he do? Hit a home run down the right field line. I remember it like it was yesterday.
And blame those memories the skipper, just not the players making the money. I got you.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Yeah. Okay, but then all those players are the reason he was successful. What are you talking about, Jeff? You had how many MVP winners on these teams? Two, right?
Biggie won the MVP.
Yeah, so did Justin Verlander.
Verlander won the
MVP. You had
MVP.
Cy Youngs.
You did.
Right?
Yes.
Multiple.
Porcello
won
one.
You had a pitching staff with David Price and Rick Porcello.
Doug Anibal Fister, Sanchez.
Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had lineup after lineup.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Prince Fielder.
Look what
you're doing. Let's get you a 40 home run guy.
Look how you reminisce on those times, yet you don't want to give the guy mainly responsible for those times any credit by putting him on the
wall. You know what I reminisce about? Is that we don't have a ring. I remember in 06 at a Pistons game, those guys were in their ALCS rings, and it hurt me. It hurt me so bad.
Hey, this guy.
I'm 41.
I'm 48.
248-539-9797. Guys, we're going to continue talking about this.
Oh, you want to continue it?
Oh, no. Hey, stick around, because apparently David struck a chord. Rieger is fighting the good fight. And I want to hear everything that you have to say. Would you let me finish?
No.
248-539-9797. I'm trying to give you a compliment. You don't get many of those, do you? You don't know how to handle it, do
listen
you?
Listen to me. I have the silver bullet coming up next.
97-1.
David's going down. All righty. We'll go back to the calls. It's quite a fired up Friday. A fired up floral Friday. 248-539-9797. Yes. What? Go to the calls after the blitz.
So let's have a little fun here, guys. I have a list of every NFL, MLB, and NBA stadium. They are ranked here from 1 to 90. So
wait, every
NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA arena.
Okay. No
ranked
hockey.
From 1 to 90. Yeah, no hockey. Okay.
Typical. So, Kenny's not here. The hockey's not represented.
Exactly. You know, they don't need to be represented here. So let's go through this here. I want to give you guesses on where you think Comerica Park is first.
Top 90. So it made the list.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
They're all there. Yeah.
So everybody gets an award. Comerica. 80?
Well, I heard.
I'm going to go 80.
Yeah, I heard Comerica was very high on the list, but then they put Leland's number up there, and it obviously went way down on the list. That's what I heard. I got Comerica at 84.
Oh, I see what you did, but that's Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, no, you're right, but I don't love Comerica. I don't love the seating. I've never loved the seating
Maybe
at Comerica.
You should put them at 2006 or 2012.
Well, they never won the World Series.
Maybe put them at 68. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you another try because you're way off.
Oh.
You're okay. In the 80s. It's below or better than 50.
Oh.
It's better than 50.
Wow.
47.
36.
It is 22.
Whoa!
Of every stadium in, this is North America?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
MLB, NFL, and NBA.
Did they say why?
Oh my gosh.
No, it's just a list here.
It's rather arbitrary.
It's ranked by average review rating on Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, and Facebook.
Okay. So the people have spoken.
They have spoken.
Those Little Caesar slices mean something. They just mean a little more here in Detroit.
It's those daiquiris that all the Tiger fans go to drink.
The Coney Dog Pizza.
That Rico talks about all the time.
See? I told you. People like going down to the
game. Right.
Wow.
It's not like the team's been good. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Correct. It is interesting. So let's go move over to Little Caesars Arena for the Pistons.
Oh, the Pistons.
Where do they rank?
90.
No, their attendance is actually kind of wildly good. I'm going to go 54.
Honorable mention.
Wait, they have to be a pro team to be on the list. Okay. Right. You're right. Not on the list. Trick question.
The Mud Hens is better than FCA. No, there are 75.
75.
So 15 places are worse.
I heard Callahan was higher than LCA for Pistons games. People hanging out with Cookie Moore.
Oh.
Ford Field.
Oh, Ford Field is probably... Okay, let me. Can I ask the question? Is Ford Field ranked better than Comerica Park?
Worse.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm just curious, the time span of this list. What are we talking? It's not just year.
But see, I was about to say, if it was last year, we're caught up prisoners of the moment. I will say Ford Field, in honor of your Detroit Tigers, Rieger, 68.
I will go 76 in honor of Jeff Backus.
I am going to give you another try. It is better than 50.
Oh. I will go... in honor of Leonard Thompson, 39.
In honor
what are we doing here? I love it, though.
In honor of Chester Earl Lemon, 34.
It is 43.
Oh. Ah. Wow. They like our stadium.
It is 43. Well, it's used in a lot of things. I see a lot of promotions with the NFL with their stadium behind it. So, number 90. You probably won't be surprised by this. Commanders Field.
Oh. Okay.
Oakland is right there at 89.
Yeah, so. I was about to say, Oakland's got to be right.
You got to have a field.
Yeah, they don't even have a home. They're homeless currently. That's a good point.
90, Commanders Field. I mean, I would imagine. So remember a few years back when that railing fell.
Falling apart. Yeah, and Jalen Hurts like saved half the crowd.
Correct. So that makes sense. 89, Oakland Coliseum. Kind of surprised by the next two here. 88 is Allegiant Stadium. The brand new stadium for the Raiders is at 88.
Well, the team sucks.
And then Levi Stadium's at 87.
Really?
Okay.
That's your people, Rico.
Well, I mean, both are like, Levi Stadium's out in the middle of nowhere. So it's an hour and a half from San Francisco to get there. So I could only imagine. I mean, imagine traveling the Detroit Lions located in Battle Creek.
Right.
So it's not quite the same. But, I mean, for the Raiders, maybe it's just, you know, getting there. It's right on the strip. Probably not good access to get in. It's weird that a brand new stadium.
Correct.
But, Levi, it's not easy to get there, which is one of the reasons why I haven't made it out to that stadium yet because,
Here's another one that may surprise you. At 85 is SoFi Stadium.
I was going to say, SoFi is so much easier to get. It's 3 miles from the airport.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, that kind of doesn't surprise me, considering nobody cares about the teams that play there.
That may be why.
But
I mean, they had four people at their celebration.
SoFi is still, I like how it's set up. It's indoor and / outdoor. I mean, they just had this big empty spot of land, and they built the stadium. I mean, it's state of the art. I mean, like Northwestern's football stadium is supposed to be a minier version of that, but wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to go through the top 10, but what surprised me is I gave you basically the bottom five. 86 was Golden
Warner. Let me guess one of the top 10.
I'm going to guess
Hold 10. On, before we get there, because they name a stadium at 84, an arena rather, that hasn't even been open yet. They haven't played a game yet, haven't had a concert yet. It's Intuit Dome. That's going to be the Clippers' new arena. It's ahead of SoFi, Levi, Allegiant, Oakland, and Commanders Field, and nothing's been played there yet.
Well, it's not like they have a lot to live up to.
I still don't understand why the Clippers are getting their own arena.
Because they want to be separate from the Lakers. They want to have their own stuff.
Then move. Go back to San Diego.
They're moving into a dome. Let's do the top 10. You got a guess?
Staples Center or whatever, Crypto or whatever it's called. Staples Center, you know, the Forum.
It is not.
What about
the top 10? It is 26.
Number one, Fenway.
Fenway is not. It's not number one. It's number seven.
Okay.
Most overrated basketball arena ever, Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden is not in the top 10. Madison Square Garden is number 27.
What about Wrigley?
Wrigley is in the top 10. It is number 8. So let me give you
Yankee Stadium.
One. Yankee Stadium is not in the top 10.
Boy, I'm just.
What about Lambeau?
Lambeau is number one.
Lambeau's number one. Bastard.
Number one. So number 10 would be Target Field.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The Jerry Dome?
The Jerry Dome is not in the top 10.
You know what? I quit. I'm just...
The Jerry Dome, real quick. I'm looking through the list.
What about
Yankee Stadium, by the way, is 37.
What about Camden Yards?
Camden Yards is number 3.
All right. All right. I feel the baseball parks are going to be top 10 because they're unique.
You know what? Truist Park, I know it's going to be wrong, but screw it. Truist Park.
Truist Park is not in the top 10.
I kind of figured it wasn't.
All right.
Oh, Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium is not in the top 10.
It's old. It's old, Rico.
Dallas AT&T Stadium is 24. So let me give you the top 10. I gave you 10. Target Field. No.
Okay, sorry.
Casillas Center, which is where the Heat play. That's number 9. Wrigley Field is number 8. Fenway is number 7. Where Seattle plays is number 6. Lumen Field.
That's a nice place.
Oracle Park, number 5. Busch Stadium, number 4. You got Camden Yards at 3. PNC Park at number 2.
Ooh, it's nice. It's very nice.
It's very small. And then Lambeau Field.
It's a great list. I like that. And Detroit did pretty well, I feel.
Yeah, with having 22 and 43, two in the top 50 out of 90. That's not bad.
And no hockey.
Well, we'll see if that ever becomes a ranking. That is your Blitz.
All righty. We'll go back to the calls. It's quite a fired up Friday. A fired up floral Friday. 248-539-9797. Yes. What? Go to the calls after the Blitz.
So let's have a little fun here, guys. I have a list of every NFL, MLB, and NBA stadium. They are ranked here from 1 to 90. So
wait, every
NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA arena.
Okay. No hockey.
From 1 to 90. Yeah, no hockey.
Okay. Typical. So, Kenny's not here. The hockey's not represented.
Exactly. You know, they don't need to be represented here. So let's go through this here. I want to give you guesses on where you think Comerica Park is first.
Top 90. So it made the list.
Yeah.
Well, everybody.
They're all there. Yeah.
So everybody gets an award. Comerica, 80.
Well, I heard.
I'm going to go 80.
Yeah, I heard Comerica was very high on the list, but then they put Leland's number up there, and it obviously went way down on the list. That's what I heard. I got Comerica at 84.
Oh, I see what you did, but that's Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, oh, no, you're right, but actually, I don't love Comerica. I don't love the seating. I've never loved the seating
at
Comerica.
Maybe you should put them at 2006 or 2012.
Well, they never won the World Series.
Maybe put them on at 68. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you another try because you're way off.
Oh.
You're okay. In the 80s. It's below or better than 50.
Oh.
It's better than 50.
Wow.
47.
36.
It is 22.
Whoa!
Of every stadium in, this is North America?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Wow. MLB, NFL, and NBA.
Did they say why?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's just a list here.
It's rather arbitrary.
It's ranked by average review rating on Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, and Facebook.
Okay. So the people have spoken.
They have
spoken. Those Little Caesar slices mean something. They just mean a little more here in Detroit.
It's those daiquiris that all the Tiger fans go to drink.
The Coney Dog pizza.
That Rico talks about all the time.
See? I told you. People like going down to the
game. You're right.
Wow.
It's not like the team's been good. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Correct. It is interesting. So let's go move over to Little Caesars Arena for the Pistons.
Oh, the Pistons.
Where do they rank?
90.
No, their attendance is actually kind of wildly good. I'm going to go 54.
Honorable mention.
Wait, they have to be a pro team to be on the list, don't they? Right. You're right. Not on the list. Trick question.
The audience is better than FCA. No, there are 75.
75.
So
out 15, of 90.
15 yeah. places are worse.
I heard Callahan was higher than LCA for Pistons games. People hanging out with Cookie Moore.
Oh.
Ford Field.
Oh, Ford Field is probably. Okay, can I ask the question? Is Ford Field ranked better than Comerica Park?
Worse.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm just curious, the time span of this list. What are we talking? It's not just last year.
But see, yeah, I was about to say, if it was last year, we're caught up prisoners of the moment. I will say Ford Field, in honor of your Detroit Tigers, Rieger, 68.
I will go 76 in honor of Jeff Backus.
I am going to give you another try. It is better than 50.
Oh. I will go in honor of Leonard Thompson, 39.
In honor
what
of.
What are we doing here? I love it, though.
In honor of Chester Earl Lemon, 34.
It is 43.
Really? Ah. Wow. They like our stadium.
It is 43. Well, it's used in a lot of things. I see a lot of promotions with the NFL with right. their stadium behind it. So, number 90. You probably won't be surprised by this. Commanders Oakland. Field.
Oh. Okay.
Oakland is right there at 89.
Yeah,
so.
I'm about to say, Oakland's got to be right.
You got to have a field.
Yeah, they don't even have a home. They're homeless currently. That's yeah. a good point.
90, Commanders Field. I mean, I'd imagine. So, remember a few years back when that railing fell.
Falling apart. Yeah, and Jalen yeah. Hurts, like, saved half the crowd.
Correct. So, that makes sense. 89, Oakland Coliseum. Kind of surprised by the next two here. 88 is Allegiant Stadium. The brand new stadium for the Raiders is at 88.
Well, the team sucks.
And then Levi Stadium is at 87.
Really?
Okay.
That's your people, Rico.
Well, I mean, both are like Levi Stadium's out in the middle of nowhere. So it's an hour and a half from San Francisco to get there. So I could only imagine. I mean, imagine traveling the Detroit Lions located in Battle Creek.
Right.
So it's not quite the same. But, I mean, for the Raiders, maybe it's just, you know, getting there. It's right on the strip. Probably not good access to get in. It's weird that a brand new stadium.
Correct.
But, Levi, it's not easy to get there, which is one of the reasons why I haven't made it out to that stadium yet because, yeah.
Here's another one that may surprise you. At 85 is SoFi Stadium.
I was going to say, SoFi is so much easier to get. It's,
yeah.
It's 3 miles from the airport.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, that kind of doesn't surprise me, considering nobody cares about the teams that play there.
That
see,
may
I don't
be
understand,
why.
But SoFi,
I mean, they had four people at their celebration.
SoFi is still, I mean, I like how it's set up. It's indoor and / outdoor. I mean, they just had this big empty spot of land, and they built the stadium. I mean, it's state of the art. I mean, it's. Like Northwestern's football stadium is supposed to be a minier version of that, but wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to go through the top 10, but what surprised me is I gave you basically the bottom five. 86
let me
was
guess
Golden
one
Warner.
In the top 10.
I'm going to guess
hold
10.
On, before we get there, because they name a stadium at 84, an arena rather, that hasn't even been open yet. They haven't played a game yet, haven't had a concert yet. It's Intuit Dome. That's going to be the Clippers' new arena. It's ahead of SoFi. Levi, Allegiant, Oakland, and Commanders Field, and nothing's been played there yet.
Well, it's not like they have a lot to live up to.
I still don't understand why the Clippers are getting their own arena.
Because they want to be separate from the Lakers. They want to have their own stuff.
Then move. Go back to San Diego.
They're moving into a dome. Let's do the top 10. You got a guess?
Staples Center or whatever, crypto or whatever it's called. Staples Center, you know, the Forum.
It is not.
What about
in the top 10? It is 26.
Number one, Fenway.
Fenway is not. And it's not number one. It's number seven.
Okay.
Most overrated basketball arena ever, Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden is not in the top 10. Madison Square Garden is number 27.
What about Wrigley?
Wrigley is in the top 10. It is number 8. So let me give
what's
you
Yankee Stadium?
One. Yankee Stadium is not in the top 10.
Boy, I'm just.
What about Lambeau?
Lambeau is number one.
Lambeau's number one. Bastard.
Number
Packers.
One. So number 10 would be Target Field.
Okay.
The Jerry Dome?
The Jerry Dome is not in the top 10.
You know what? I quit. I'm just.
The Jerry Dome, real quick. I'm looking through the list.
What about
Yankee Stadium, by the way, is 37.
What about Camden Yards?
Camden Yards is number 3.
All right. I feel the baseball parks are going to be top 10 because they're unique.
You know what? Truist Park, I know it's going to be wrong, but screw it. Truist Park.
Truist Park is not in the top 10.
Kind of figured
10.
It wasn't.
All right.
Oh, Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium is not in the top 10.
It's old. It's old, Rico.
Dallas AT&T Stadium is 24. So let me give you the top 10. I gave you 10, Target Field. No!
Okay, sorry.
Casillas Center, which is where the Heat play, that's number 9. Wrigley Field is number 8. Fenway is number 7. Where Seattle plays is number 6. Lumen Field.
That's a nice place.
Oracle Park, number 5. Busch Stadium, number 4. You got Camden Yards at 3. PNC Park at number 2.
It's nice. It's very nice.
It's very small. and then Lambeau Field.
It's a great list. I like that. And Detroit did pretty well, I feel.
Yeah, with having 22 and 43, two in the top 50 out of 90. That's not bad.
And no hockey.
Well, we'll see if that ever becomes a ranking. That is your Blitz.